There is a program called Hell's Kitchens, and if you're into cooking at all, you probably know all about Hell's Kitchen. And we've got Coop with us, who was on that program. How long, Coop?
I was actually on season 16, the season that just aired. I actually finished on the first week of February.
Okay, and for those, tell us about the whole show and the concept and all that.
Hell's Kitchen is a reality TV show that is based out of Gordon Ramsay's kitchens. For those who don't know Gordon Ramsay, which is really crazy if you don't know who that is.
Right.
He's one of the most well-known chefs in the entire world.
Yes, he is.
He has, I think, somewhere in a ballpark of 15 Michelin stars under all of his restaurants that he has, which is pretty much unheard of with the standards. So the show is based to set between – my season was 18 people – and we are competing for a head chef position in – typically it's one of his restaurants, but my season, it actually was not a Gordon Ramsay property. My season was one of very, very few seasons that the winner ended up getting a position that wasn't with Gordon Ramsay. The position was actually for Yardbird in Las Vegas in the Venetian Hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's an amazing place.
It's a good gig.
I was going to say, So doesn't sound like that's too bad.
You didn't win.
I did not. I ended up coming in 11th place. When I left, my leaving was one of the more controversial leavings of the whole season. There was one of the people who I was up against for the elimination that a lot of people think, including myself, they should have left instead of me. His name was Paulie. Paulie ended up going to elimination 6 or 7 times before he finally left, actually made it all the way to Black Jacket, which a lot of people were not happy about. I'm basically known for 2 things on the show. I tried to cut the tip of my finger off and ended up passing out and puking on myself. And
that's always good.
It was great.
Yeah, right.
And then when we went to the nominations for elimination, when I left, I actually got so mad that I took one of the lawn chairs from the patio, chucked it, and it ended up shattering into a bunch of pieces because I threw it so hard against the wall because I was so mad that we could not complete a dinner service.
And you were – that wasn't scripted.
No, not at all.
I bet they loved it, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I ended up – there was a lot of people online that were mad. They're like, if he wouldn't have thrown a chair, he probably would have stayed. Paulie sucked and this, that, and the other. And I told everybody, as soon as I went to the confessional booth, I told the people, I said, look, I'll pay for your chair. I apologize. I was really mad. I know I shouldn't have gone that far. But in the heat of the moment, it happened. And they just started laughing at me. They said, no, don't worry about it. We appreciate it,
we're
actually.
Good. From Hell's Kitchen with us. Now, we talked to Coop a little bit earlier in the hour, but Coop, we always have to remember people are getting in and out of their cars. So we will remind you that Coop was featured on this last season, season 16 of Hell's Kitchens. How many contestants?
There was 18 on my season.
And you came in 11th.
I was 11th. And what they normally do is top 10 stay in the finale. But we actually had a contestant that was in the top 10 that chose not to complete the finale, so I actually was invited back to do the finale. So even though I wasn't in the top 10, I got to see everything.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Now, you were telling me you went to culinary school in Columbus?
Yeah, I went to the Bradford School. It was actually called Columbus Culinary, right down by the airport in Columbus.
And you're from north of there?
Yeah, I live about an hour and a half north of Columbus in a little tiny town called Cary. The only thing that town is really known for is there is a national shrine to the Mother Mary.
Oh.
And it's actually a big pilgrimage site for Catholics, and that is the only way anyone would ever know the town I live in.
Well, we're going to open our phone lines because I know there are folks out there probably fans of yours, especially when you threw that chair last season. And if you want to talk on the air with Coop, call us at 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, or if you just want to text us, we have that Scheller Automotive text line at 253-5959. If you have a question or a comment, we would like to hear it. Now, where did you – I know you went to culinary school, but then where did you work after that, and how did you get selected to be on Hell's Kitchen?
I got really lucky. When I was in school, I had virtually zero cooking experience. I didn't start a culinary career until 2009. I actually was a unemployed auto industry worker. When the economy collapsed, I went home. It was literally a month to the day after my son was born that I got laid off. Didn't have any idea what I was going to do. And after about 6 months or so, my family started getting on my nerves, you know, go do something, go do something, go do something. I couldn't even get a job as a cashier at a CVS. There
really?
Was nobody hiring anywhere.
Oh, wow.
So I went for a tour of the culinary school, and I ended up, I loved it. I signed up that day. I started in a really good restaurant that doesn't exist anymore called Doc Henderson's, which was in Marysville, Ohio. And
good
I worked,
place to cut your teeth, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those situations where it was probably a little bit above my skill level, but if you never put yourself into those situations, you're never going to learn. So I jumped in there, moved around a couple of times, and a few years later, the culinary school sent out emails for job postings, things like that. And I got an email one day that said, hey, if you want to apply for Hell's Kitchen, they're casting out of Detroit right now. Here's a link. Go ahead and fill out the application. So I was actually, true story, I was just bored. I didn't have anything else to do that morning, so I clicked the link. I filled out the application exactly like I would talk inside my own kitchen. And I ended up starting getting phone calls and on-camera interviews. They flew me out to California, and then they turned around and called me again and said, yeah, you're on.
Wow.
So basically, I was bored, and I ended up going. I never applied before. I've never applied for any other TV shows. I just went for it.
So now is your stock... Did your stock go up?
No. No, not really.
Really?
I live in, and I really hate to say this, I don't want to down my community. I love where I live. It's a big-time farm community, but it's a culinary wasteland. I work at a really, really great place now. It's very low volume. It's more of a bar, but they serve food. It's called Tavern 101. It's in Ada, Ohio. Ada people will know because that's where the Wilson Football Factory is. So all of the footballs for the NFL are made in this town. So I work there now, and I love that place because they give me the opportunity to go and do other things. But when the show came out, I actually was told by one prospective employer that the owner didn't even want to talk to me because they thought I was going to have too much of an attitude and want too much money. So the show, in a little sense, actually hurt my career for just a little bit because there were people that legitimately didn't want to talk to me because of the show, not because of my skills.
But you actually did have an attitude to some degree on the show.
I was honest to myself on the show. And when you get kicked out of the kitchen 7 out of the 9 times you're in there, you get really, really annoyed with the situation.
Was it cutthroat between the contestants?
It was really good up until the day that I left. And then it just went crazy for some reason. Overnight, the attitudes went from, hey, let's do this, to you're trying to do this behind my back. I heard you say this. And none of it was true, at least on my aspect. So it was really, really weird. There was like a 180 flip within the night I went to bed to the morning I woke up and then left that evening. It just flipped on 180.
And are these – I always wonder about the legitimacy of these kind of programs. If you guys are told what to do, what to say, how to act.
No, absolutely not. There is definitely people out there that say, look, it's all fake, it's whatever. It is definitely not fake. There, let's put it this way. I never once saw a script. If there is anybody anywhere behind the scenes that wanted things to go in a different direction, I don't know. I would love to say that that's absolutely not the case, but I was never behind the scenes either. I know that from my personal experience, 100% legitimate true. I cut myself on accident. I puked on myself, not on purpose.
Right.
I ended up chucking a chair because I was really angry and frustrated, but nobody said, hey, by the way, do this.
Do that, yeah. And Chef Ramsay, we talked a little bit about him on the other side of the, before we went to Louis, but you said in the kitchen he's brutal, outside the kitchen he's a nice guy, which doesn't surprise me at all. But I remember one of his early shows, and I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't this one, but these chefs would present him with dishes that they'd prepared, and he would put it in his mouth, and he would spit it out in a garbage can. And he'd say, that's not edible. And it's like, how brutal can you get?
If one of those things that I learned when I was in culinary school, not to be kind of a butt like he was, but if you don't like something, it's okay to spit it out, especially when you got to taste things over and over and over and over again. Because eventually you're going to be full and you're just not going to be able to physically continue to eat if you have a lot of plates in front of you. You have to try. So I was always told, if you don't like it, it's okay to spit it out. Just explain why you don't like it. Maybe not to the degree that he does, but the brutality of it. But if you just say, hey, look, here's the deal. This component I don't liked or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that if he were a nice guy, we wouldn't know who he was. Was that fair?
I don't think he would be anywhere near as popular as he is right now.
Yeah, that's his shtick.
If you look at, I always like to tell people this, if you want to see the dramatic Gordon Ramsay, watch him on American television, watch him on Fox. If you want to see a lighthearted, people like him, Chef Ramsay, watch him on the BBC. Watch his BBC television shows as opposed to the American television shows.
Not
completely different guy. No, not even close.
Isn't he doing a kids show now, a kids cooking show?
Yeah, he's a MasterChef Junior airs right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I'm hoping he's not dropping the F-bomb quite as often with the kids there.
Well, did you watch the Super Bowl, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Did you see his advertisement for his new show, The F-Word?
No, I did not.
So they advertise his new show, The F-Word, which they're actually casting for it right now. I keep getting emails for their casting for The F-Word. But the commercial for it was actually his three personas from the three TV shows that he does, and each one of them was basically sitting around a table talking to each other as they would talk to people on that show.
Interesting.
So it basically was kind of like a curveball to, hey, this is a personality, not necessarily him to his core.
Now, are you traveling around the country now? Is that why you're here, or are you? What are you doing here?
I am.
What are you doing here?
I'm one of those people that have knives will travel. I'm basically opening myself up to do just about anything that anybody can request that I do, just from the aspect of the employer that I have now. They're really nice with me. They're letting me go and do things. So I'm kind of just going out there, getting my name out, not from a, hey, I'm going to be famous. I don't want to be famous. Never wanted to be famous.
No.
But I'm doing a couple of really cool things right now that, especially in an aspect like this, I'd like to let people know about. Coming up in April, I'm doing something called the Reality Rally, actually, in San Diego. And the Reality Rally benefits a breast cancer foundation called Michelle's Place. So right now, I'm actually going around doing things to kind of heighten awareness for Michelle's Place, because breast cancer kind of hits home for me. My mom, she does her treatments at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America out of Chicago. She hopefully in June will be 5 years in remission for her breast cancer.
Wonderful.
So it's one of those things that I'm popping out and trying to get awareness for foundations for things like that. I've decided that if I can't really go professionally and do amazing things, because I'm just not willing to move away from where I am because of my family. I don't want my family to grow up in a big city. I can't move away from, basically, to be honest, the income that my girlfriend makes for our family. We've been together for going on 12 years, and she's definitely the breadwinner. No matter what I've done in this industry, I can't even touch the money she makes, and she just works in a factory.
Wow.
So for me to be able to pair up with charitable organizations is actually making me feel really good, because that way I can give back a little bit.
And in your heart's in it.
Yeah, you know, it's a really, really good thing. There's a lot of people that don't understand that when your family goes through a cancer thing, and you know what, I was sadly one of those people, that you really don't know how to interact with your family members that are going through it. It's really sad to say that when mom was going through her chemo, I really sadly wasn't around that much, because I just didn't know how to take it. So this is kind of a little step in my process to kind of understand what was going on a little bit better, and hopefully be able to, if anything ever happens again, be a little bit more supportive than I was. My sister was there. She was amazing with my mom during her chemo, but I just kind of stayed back because I was one of those people, and there's a lot of them out there that just don't know how to cope with it.
Is there a website?
Their Reality Rally is just realityrally.com. And through the realityrally.com's website, there's links that you can donate. You can go to like my specific page and look at that, and you can donate. If you can donate any money, it's there to do. And if you just want to see more information about the Reality Rally itself or Michelle's Place, there's links right there. And it's really easy. It's just realityrally.com. No crazy words, no hyphenations, no underscores, just Reality Rally.
Coop, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.